Boker Tov, everyone. We're on the bottom of page 124, moving on to 125. Simen Kuf Samech Zayin Siv Dalei said at the end of the shir that when you're toe-faced the lechem, you're supposed to have all 10 fingers on the lechem. That's over here, Siv Dal. Says the Mechaber of Yishtein, Shtei Yodov Ala Pas B'Shaz Bracha. You're supposed to put both hands on the bread when you go out and make a bracha on the bread. Sheish Ben Yud Etzbos, because why? Because it have 10 fingers, hopefully, on your two hands. Connected Yud Mitzvos Atulius V'Pas. Connected the 10 mitzvos that are connected to the past. The Mishnah Berurah over here gives the whole cheshbon over here what the 10 mitzvos are. Lorena Ravina Rav Nevinzal has some haras on some of those mitzvos. He says the Berhetiv is a different set of mitzvos. He has questions on that also. Okay, we're not going to get into that, but the connected 10 mitzvos are tluyas bepas. Therefore, you're supposed to have 10 fingers. Ulukach. Yesh yud tevas bebrakas hamotzi. That's also why there are 10 words in Birkas Hamotzi. Also, connected the 10. 10's a big number over here when it comes to bread. V'yotevos v'pasuk matzmiach chotzer l'behima. V'yotevos v'pasuk einei choylecha yisaver, which are all psukim they're talking about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains us, gives us what to eat. V'yotevos v'pasuk eretz chita usara. V'yotevos v'pasuk v'yitein l'cha. Okay, so all these 10 psukim are meramis, these 10 mitzvos that are connected to the Birkas Hapas. V'chulei v'chulei, you're supposed to have 10 fingers resting on the pass when you're going to go ahead and make the bracha. Now, if, like on Shabbos, you have a kisui over the pass. So most people only have the kisui of the pass until they go to make a motzi, only during Kiddush, because they're masper early for one reason why we cover the bread on Shabbos, and that is because the bread's going to be embarrassed. The bread is really supposed to be kedima and brachos. Bread's supposed to go first, and we end up making the bracha on the grape juice or the wine first, and therefore we cover the bread. But there's other reasons why we also cover the bread. One of them is because the man, zecher to the man. The man had a layer above, a layer beneath, and therefore, that's also why we have a covering of something below the bread, something above the bread, and therefore, Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal and others, they go ahead and cover the lechem even during Amotzi. Okay, so there is a little bit of a din. The Pesach
Chu. Some people only bring the bread after.
Right, and also the dafka bring the bread after to show that the kiddush, because of the kiddush, that's why we bring the food. Fine, the zeder. Now. Now the Piskei Tshuvos brings down that because the reason for the man, it's not only during Kiddush. It's even during Amotzi, you'll have the chalos covered. Even during Amotzi, you'll have the chalos covered, and then he doesn't make it with a knife. But that's based on yesterday. It's a separate. He could do the knife and have it covered, but he doesn't do the knife. What? So the Piskei Tshuvos brings out if you're going to cover the chalos during Amotzi, that you should put the hands under the cover, also be a chatzitza. Marina Rabbeinu Nevinzal did not think so, since he holds it's part of the mitzvah over here, since you have it covered. Zecher the man, the fingers over the cover, on top of the cover, is going to be 100% beseder gomer. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, since Kodin Kav Gimel, he says over here, V'imulavush bebatzei avata yadayim, if he has gloves on, nachun shiyasayim, b'shas bracha, you should take off the gloves, b'shas bracha, the gloves are not part of the mitzvah, the covering is part of the mitzvah, the gloves are not. When you say Shem Hashem, when you say Shem Hashem, you're supposed to lift up the bread. When you're making the bracha on lechem mishnah, both lechemim on Shabbos, you go ahead and lift both up together at Shem Hashem. Fine. Moving on to Siv. Hey, this is a very interesting din. This is the din that's connected based on the Gemara and Brachos Daf Mem and Aleph tells us that you're supposed to have salt when you make the bracha on lechem. You're supposed to have salt. The question is why you need salt when you dip it in lechem. The Pashim Shah, why you have salt is because, especially back in the day, the bread didn't taste so good. This is how you mess. You eat the bread and it tastes a little better. You dip it in salt. And therefore, once again, for covered for the bracha, then you're gonna do it. Have it dipped it in salt because in order to make the first bite taste good, you'll dip it in salt. However, there's furthermore the Rishonim explain this din over here. It says, Dafke, you have to bring the salt before the bracha, because we're also afraid of hefsek. We're afraid you're going to make the bracha of amotzi, realize there's no salt, you want it to taste good, and you're going to start asking for the salt after you made amotzi, and it's a quasi hefsek in between the bracha of amotzi and eating the bread. Therefore, that's why the Mechaber brings down over here, Lo yivtza ad shiavyu lefan of melech or liftan. You should not make the bracha until you bring melech salt or liftan. Something else that's eating with the bread. Because according to the Mechaber, the real reason over here is because we want the bread to taste good. So it's salt, and it's chumis, or whatever else you want to dip it in, you have something to make your dear bread taste good. Fine. That's what the Mechaber brings down. The lavis bo prusas of betzias in order to relish, in order to make the piece that you're going to eat taste good. Therefore, the Rishonim bring down v'imi nekia oshima tubelis v'tamlin. If it's pasnaki, which is basically like white bread, it's good tasting bread. Oshima tells the tamlin, or it has spices or sugar and things like this, like most, a lot of people add to the bread nowadays. Oh, b'melech kein shalana, or you add salt or to the bread, so the bread already tastes good. Oh, or for that matter, sheniskavin lechol pascha reva, or let's say this person wants, not good tasting, he likes pascha reva, he likes the whole wheat, dry bread, that's gonna be okay for him. Okay, so he's planning on having that without salt, so ain't it tzarech lam, you don't have to wait for someone to bring the salt to the table, cause anyways he's not planning on having salt, therefore there's no problem of hesek, cause he's not planning on dipping in the salt. But that's only one reason why we have the salt on the table, because to make the bread taste good, and not to have a hesek in between the bracha and having the salt. The Rama brings down two other reasons over here, perhaps they're connected also, and that is more reasons al pikabal. And that is, one is that the fact that our mizar shulchan is considered like the mizbech. Our whole house is considered like a miniature Beis HaMikdash, and therefore our shulchan, it's not like the shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash, rather the Chazal tells us it's like the mizbech. It's like a mizbech kapara. And just like the mizbech, he brought the korbanos, and on the korbanos we say in Parshas Vayikra, al kol korbancha yakriv melech, you put salt on the korbanos, so too, you also put salt on the bread when you go ahead and dip it. That's so that when you go ahead and make a motzi. That's what the Rama brings down over here. He says, mitzvah lahavi al kol shulchan melech kodem shiivsa. However, there's a mitzvah to bring salt to the table before your motzeah. Why? Ki ha-shulchan doma le-mizbeach, because our shulchan is just like the mizbeach. Ve-achilu ke-korban. And eating it is like a korban. Ve-nemar al-kol korban cha takriv melech. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkat and Lamed, doma le-mizbeach, kamo she-amru chazal, in brachas taftan hei, v'zman she-beis ha-mikdash kayim, and mizbeach v'chapar al-adam. When the beis ha-mikdash is kayim, bring korbanos, that brings kapar to a person. Achshav! Shulchanu sho'odam shenosei milachmo l'dal mechaper alaf. Nowadays, our table, which you give bread to a poor person, and also the Shartzim brings down, you speak Divrei Torah at the table also, okay, like Shartzim os kafhei, v'gam al yidei amir Divrei Torah alaf, kidisi ba'avos, and through these things, it's like a mizbeach kapara, and therefore, just like the korbanos required salt, so do we need salt when we're gonna make a motzi at the table. So that is another reason. Then he brings down, I believe it's like a third reason. Vumagin mina poranios. One could say it because it's like a korban, it protects us from poranios, but we see it's a different source altogether. What does it mean? It saves us from poranios, our bad things. Salt saves us from bad things. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sorry, first I want to say Sikon Laman Al first, which goes back to the last idea. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Laman Vachila. Vachila shadam ocha l'chazak kochosof. The eating that one eats at his table, in order to mechazik his goof. Through this, he becomes strong to Avodas Hashem. Once again, that's why it's like a Mizbeach Kapar. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkot Lamed Beis, what does Magin Mina Poranios? The Isa B'Medrash. Because it says in the Medrash, Kishi Yisrael Yoshvim U'matin and Zedza Ach Yitlu Yedeim Ve'Him Below Mitzos. After the first couple of people wash, the other people are washing, you're sitting at the table, and you're not doing anything. So you're not learning Torah, you're not doing mitzvahs at this time. Hasatan mekatrig alem. Dafka, at this point, the satan is mekatrig on Klal Yisrael. Look, they're not doing anything. They're mevatel their time. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Medrash, u'bris melech magen aleihem. The bris of the salt, that protects us. Okay, that's more of a Kabbalistic idea over here. The bris of the melech, maybe referring to the karbanos also, that also protects us. Okay, so that is what the three reasons brought down over here. Fine. So on this din over here, we have three different reasons brought down. One is that your bread tastes good and not to have a hesek. Number two is the donor of the karbanos al kor kaban chatikri melech. And the third din over here is that it's going to be magen min ha-pornios. You have this long ha'ar over here in Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevin Saldim Rasul Kiyah Shulchan. He says over here, Tzarechin. The Khan Nakad Arama Tam Machir Lamelach the Rama brings other reasons down for the salt. The low nakad in shia tam told the pass. And he doesn't bring down over here the reason that it's supposed to taste good, like we saw in the Machaber. Okay? Ulakaman Simin Taf Ayin Aluf Sif Aluf, but in Hilchos Pesach, when it talks over there dipping in salt, Nakad the Pasnaki in Sarich Melch. The Rama just says that Pasnaki does not need salt, like the Machaber. And he leaves out the other reasons over here. So he goes over here, maybe he says, between Yontov and Shabbos, I want to skip that for right now. He goes back down to the bottom, it says, V'chochem Echad Teretz. Okay, Chochem Echad Teretz, this is what I always thought, and this is what Maureen Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal brings out. D'yesh L'chalik, you can bring down a difference between the first reason that your bread should be good, versus these other reasons that he's brought down over here. D'yesh L'chalik, it says, V'chochem Echad Teretz, D'yesh L'chalik. The kan ayri ba nochal ashulchan. Rama over here is referring to having salt on the table, especially for this third thing, magin mina parnios. The salt is supposed to remind us of the bris melech that's good enough for it to be on the table. Velo lahatim at the pas, but you don't actually put it on the bread. Avol besimin taf ayin ayl taf ayin hey ayri betibul bemelech. Over there, it's talking about actually dipping in salt. V'zeh ein sarich pas v'pasnaki. If you have pasnaki, you don't actually have to dip in salt because your bread already tastes good. You don't actually have to dip it in salt. But for these other reasons, that your shulchan is mizbeach kapara, and it's magen me'aparios, it could be that just having the salt on the table is good enough. So even if one doesn't want to eat the salt, there's still an inyan to have the salt on the table. Okay? Whether that is pashim shot or not, that's what Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal brings on, and it comes up very nicely over here, that the Ramah is adding in, even though you're having pasnaki, there are other reasons to have salt on the table. And, hey, the maisa. If you don't have salt and you have pasnaki, you don't have to like running around the house looking for salt and go crazy about it. But there's still an Indian to have salt. And therefore, according to also the Ramah, the Mechaber said, Melech Oliftan. Okay? Any other? According to the Ramah's Pshatim over here, it is Dafka salt. It is not, you can't just bring, hummus to the table. It's not in hummus doesn't protect us. The salt you put on the karbon, it's not hummus. Okay? So therefore it would Dafka be salt, but it could be that it's good enough just to have on the table. You already might have the milas over here according to this. That which the Rosh Yeshiva asked about pouring it on or dipping it, so that if you look in Sifkatan Lamed Gimel, at the end over here, he's Vakatav Mekuboli. The Mekubalim write, Lipo Prutzas Amotzi Bemelech Gimel Pamim. You're supposed to Davka dip the bread into the salt three times. So number one over here, it's you're dipping it into the salt. And number two is you are also going to do it three times. That's how P. Kabbalah. Not understood how P. Pshat, but that's how P. Kabbalah brings it down over here. Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal, if you look down inside in Dir Mas Lipo, he says, Yesh Noagin Lahashich Alea Melech. Some people do the opposite and they pour the salt on top of the bread. Why? Do me at the korbanos, because that's actually how they did it by the korbanos. Back to the reasoning of the Ramah. Dichtiv behuos, first pasuk in Yechezkel, vishlichu akonim aleihem melech. We see they pour the melech onto the bread. That's what Ramah brings on, and therefore that's why there's two different menhagim over here. A pikabola. It sounds like there's an Indian dafka to dip the bread into the salt, and I'll peep shot of what happened with the carbonos. They poured the salt onto the carbonos. So you'll see some people take the salt shaker and pour it onto the bread. So those would be the two different money. Very interesting, even though Moreno Rabbeinu Nevensal brings on his ha'ar over here, mentioning this other minhag, he actually does like the Mishnah Berurah. He has a little salt container, a little circle with the salt, and he makes a motzi, and he dips the bread in a couple times into the salt. He doesn't pour the salt onto his bread, so he goes like the Mekubalim over here, in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, fine. Davka the Chasim Sofer wrote that Davka didn't use salt on Shabbos because on Shabbos lo yitiru chalavim al gabi mizbeach b'Shabbos, and therefore there was not the salt of the chalavim. Therefore, he did not pour salt on Shabbos. But most people do it also on Shabbos also. Last thing over here, if we're saying our whole idea is a fascinating idea over here, that to look at a suda, to look at your shulchan, to look at it as a mizbeach kapara. Says the Shir Charitzin, listen to this. He says, we're going to take this to the extent that we look at our shulchan as a mizbeach kapara. Says the Charitzin, oskavav, v'lachein osur laharo kina ala shulchan. You shouldn't kill fleas, mosquitoes, and stuff onto your table. It's not coming for your table. You're coming to your table. Should be treated with this little sort of respect, and therefore you shouldn't kill the kina on the table itself. The Piskei Tshuvos brings out over here, furthermore, you shouldn't have the kids walking on the table, walking across the table and things like that. It's not covered for your shulchan. Your shulchan is like a mizbeach kapara because of you serving aniyim and because of the divrei Torah you say at the table. Those are why it's a mizbeach kapara, and that's why we have salt, at least according to the reasoning of the Ramah over here. In addition to all the other reasons in the nafkaminas, Bezrat Hashem, we have clarity over here, and we'll continue from here tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, Adkan for today.